Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. This is sponsored by the Darren Loop Church of Christ in Houston, Texas. And we really appreciate you. The program also includes other programs such as Bible Questions and Answers, which is hosted by Brother, which is hosted Thursday night. Certainly appreciate you getting on those programs. Now, we understand that it is basically called just Bible, because that's what we need to have, is Bible, understanding the provocativeness of the Bible, that we can save our souls. Now, I don't know how many people realize that, but you have to save your soul. And if you tune in on Thursday nights, Brother Horace Robbins hosts the Bible Question and Answers. And if you have any questions about yourself or anybody else, biblically applied, we'll give you an answer. We'll give you an answer. Tonight, I'm continuing on our program. And the subject, part five, what in hell do you want? What in hell do you want? Must be something down there. The way people are carrying on today, it's got to be something. And a lot of Christians need to get stronger. If you have your Bible, open your Bible up to Psalms 37. We want to look at that. To encourage you, you've got to fight the good fight of faith. The Bible says in Psalms number 37, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall dwell in the land, and verily then thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him, because of him who prospereth on his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider this place. It shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bows to cast upon the poor and needy and to slay such as be of up their word, their sword, the sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bowels shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall not be satisfied. They shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the far, as fat as lambs. They shall consume unto smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be called. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, even, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I've seen the young and the old, and I've been young, and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh judgment. The law of his Lord is in his heart, not on his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous, and seeketh not to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land when the wicked are cut off. Thou shalt see it. Way! I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not yet. I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous of the Lord, he is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Ooh-wee! We've got to learn how to trust in the Lord. This foolishness must stop. I just want to know, what in hell do you want? You're going to live a life down here that's going to be hell. You're not going to be blessed. See, Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The life he's talking about is the life in Christ Jesus. I just feel so good today because we had a baptism this evening. About 6 o'clock, we had a baptism to add a soul to the Lord. That's a wonderful thing, and we need to do more of it. Get them submerged in that water. Repent, confess, and be baptized, that we have those sins remitted of you. We need to do that. We've got to live right. We're in some crooked times, and they're getting worse. The gays are trying to provoke everybody to be gays. They're doing a devilish job of it right now. Everywhere you look, you see it. This man who looks so beautiful as a woman, been a man all the time. He's got everything a woman just about got right now, but he still got his male genitalia. Ooh, hey, what in the world is that? All this filthy, wicked stuff. Men wanting to be women. Women wanting to be men. For what? Because they're doing what Satan told them to do. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do, because you've accepted him as your savior. Man walking around here trying to procreate in another man's rectum. What is wrong with you? What is your problem? Women, they just playing with each other and buying toys, sticking in each other, in their rectums and in their vaginas, a life hole. Stop it! We need to procreate! God created the woman for the man! Why? Where does foolishness come from? How is a man going to get a woman out of another man? How is it? They don't even have the intimacy that a man has with a woman that he really loves. Listen, let's stick with the Bible. A woman has intimacy of lifelong intimacy with a man. The kind of intimacy that God saw in the book of Genesis. There was nothing compatible for Adam in the Garden of Eden. So God took a rib from Adam, and he created a woman. He created a woman for the man, not a man for a man. Two stinking, nasty men playing with each other, kissing on each other, having sex up in the rectum for each other, sucking on each other. Woo! That is filthy! Thinking that that's something God wants you to do. Two women doing the same thing, licking and sticking on each other and playing with each other, and all that kind of mess, thinking they're doing it for God. No, you're doing it for Satan, because hell is where you're going. What in hell do you want? Just somebody please call in. Please call in and just press button number one. I want to know what's down in hell that's so good that you got to do and raise hell on earth to get there. You happy doing it. You smiling doing it. You think you everything, running around men switching in women clothes and everything, knowing them and with a beard on his face. You going to hell. Now, you won't be the only one going to hell. There are a lot of people that are doing wrong going to hell. When you put that on there, you show up going to hell. And you are an example of nothing but foolishness. It's going to tear us down as a country, too. You got the politicians believing that it's all right to be gay. You got a lot of ministers thinking that it's all right to be gay. You got a lot of people that it's all right to be gay. They're accepting gay. You need to shut up, Mr. Park. You need to shut up because they're free. They got the right to do. How in the ham sandwich do they have the right to go around here? Men having sex with men, women having sex with sex. That's an abomination. Now, we as a nation, we're getting worse now. As soon as Congress passed a bill to declare that homosexuality is all right, we may as well get ready as America to go to hell. I mean, I'm talking about the first hell. Be destroyed by another nation. Be overthrown by another nation. And they're sitting around laughing at America.
We got them now. We got them now. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, they have us. We're some of the most idiots on the earth. Paul told us in Romans chapter 1, thinking that we're wise, we have become fools. That's exactly what we've done. Taking ourselves to be wise, we have become fools. Now, you can see it out here now, where Americans have fallen, and we're falling on down. The president we have now is helping us. He's encouraging people to be like this man to think he's a woman now, and he just shocked everybody. Shocked them that he's a woman. Lord have mercy. Dressing like one, acting like one, got all the parts, but the major parts, still got his male genitalia. He's that sick. That's sick. And he's setting an example there. Somebody else, others going to do it, you know. Notice what Paul said in Romans 1:19. Read the whole book of Numbers, Romans again. Paul said in verse 19, he exactly expressed what is happening to us today. Verse 19. Because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has showed it unto them. He's shown us everything that we need to know. But we too smart for that now. The Lord don't know nothing. We know. We intelligent. We know what we're doing. Verse 20, for the invisible things of man from the creation of the world were clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, as so that they are without excuse. What's happening in this country is there is no excuse for it. We just finished to tear it down, and some of us are sending ourselves to hell for sure. Because when they knew God, verse 21, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Got vain, thinking, because we thought we knew God, and then we didn't give God any glory now. It's rare for people to give God glory, prayer, thanksgiving. It's just pray. Just pray. Don't even want to pray. God, you just don't exist. We did this. Look at this country. We did this. We did it. No. I can remember growing up that when things were done, Americans gave thanks for them. You could see it on the television and in churches and even on streets and everything, thanking the Lord for their accomplishments and all of the things that they had done. Now notice what he said. Their imagination became vain. Look at verse 22, Romans 1. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. thinking ourselves. I want to know what in hell do you want? What's so good in hell? You so smart, do you want? Tell me. You know, some of us might want to go if you can prove it. Prove to me that there's something good down there in the hell that you're doing. That's why you're raising all this foolishness on earth now. All of the killings, all of the robbers, all of the every nasty thing you can do. Why? Why? Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Verse 23. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to uncorruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and to creeping things. God could be just like just anything now. He's not the God of heaven. He's just because we're in charge. We're in charge. Right. And everything's happening to us now. God always warned his people. When they start doing the wrong things, God warned them. Look at the weather now. God is just warning us, giving us a chance to repent. You know that something bad has always happened. Always. When Israel would do bad or God's people would do bad, something bad would happen to try to get them to repent. And I don't think right now too many people care about repenting now. They're getting that bad, crooked money and doing anything they want to do and woo-way, just going nuts. Amen. Verse 23. And they changed the uncorruptible God into all this corruptible stuff. Verse 24. Wherefore, God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. God now has given up on Americans. Up on, because they look, let them get to be, if you think you're a woman, get on out there and put a dress on and go out there and have some sex with another man. If you think you're a woman, think you're a man, go right on out there and be a man. God has given you over to that now. Why? Because you just can't be handled. Can't be handled. And then he said to dishonor their own bodies who changed the truth of God, verse number 25, into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator who is blessed forever. Amen. So mote it be. They worshiping the creature more than the Creator. Satan now got things going the way he want them going. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. But even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Lesbianism is against nature. Created you to procreate. He told out of it. He told man to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. And man is not caring nothing about that. Verse 27, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust. Woo-wee! Burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. Now, that's a powerful scripture there. Woo-wee! And likewise, the men, leaving the natural. See, a man should naturally marry a woman. Be with a woman naturally. As God fixed man naturally. You turn it against the natural creation of God. For you as a man, now you thinking you a woman. Who in the ham sandwich you think you are? Now notice this. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned. burned in their lust. Their behinds got hot. Their rectum holes got hot. Now, see, a woman, she also has a desire. God fixed her to have sex for procreation. When men get to having anal sex with other men and all other stuff that they do at nasty, that man burns. He's itching. Itching in his rectum for another man to stick something, his male genitalia up in into his rectum. That's ridiculous. Crazy. What in hell do you want? I tell you something, I sure don't want to go to hell. Because if they're down there raping other men and going on, I don't want to be there. Please, Lord, don't let me go to hell. Don't let me go to hell. Down there with them men down there who believe in having sex with other men, even now, that going down. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But on earth, they get hot for each other. That's pitiful. They get hot for each other. They can't. They got to walk like a woman, act like a woman, talk like a woman, wear dresses and stuff like a woman, because they just hot as they want to be. Ready for you. Now, what in hell do you want? What's so good down there? Is there something good down there? I know your rump gonna burn down there, but is that a wonderful thing or a bad thing? I don't know. You want to get there? You're in a hurry. You got the politicians. You got the government about to pass the Supreme Court and say it's all right. Isaiah 1:18 is the leaders that calls these people to err. They that are led of them are destroyed. Woo-wee! The leaders now get it. Oh yeah, well we won't do this. We want you to declare that it's all right for two men to have sex and married to and getting two women to married to. Please. And they have to talk. Well, I'm getting all this money and stealing from them everything, and they've been giving us what we want. Okay. Yeah, y'all go it on. Y'all go it on and marry each other. It's right for you to marry anybody you want to marry. Well, go it on and start marrying some dogs and cats. Go it on and start marrying some horses and cows. Get together with everything and everything. Woo-wee! Because you biblically destroying this country. He was telling them. He said, and likewise, there are men leaving the natural use of the woman. Burn in their lust one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are inconvenient. Turn America over into a reprobated-minded nation. Since you want to do that much wickedness, do anything you want to. Now notice what happened then. Verse 29. Being filled with all unrighteousness. Todos, all unrighteousness. See, since you want to be abandoned with other men having sex in the rectum, and the women want to give up their vagina and have something in their vagina, anything and anything in their rectum. You know, whoever saw a baby born out of somebody's, whoever saw a baby coming out of a garbage hole? Never have and never will. And if you that ignorant and that crazy, God don't want to have nothing to do with you. Woo-wee! He turned you over to a reprobated mind. I notice what's happening. Look at it right now. that is happening, being filled with all unrighteousness. Fornication is worse now. Wickedness is sure enough worse now. Covetousness is worse. Maliciousness is worse. It's worse. Full of envy, oh Lord, it's worse. Murder is terrible. Anything and everything, killing everybody, killing babies, anything. Debate, gotten worse now, gotten wicked. Deceit, a lot of deceitful people, gotten worse. Malignity, it's worse. It's about buying your back all the time. Backbiters, getting worse. Haters of God, can't stand God. I heard the voice that called God some kind of nasty name one day walking down the street. Put some cuss words with it. Cussed and called God that. Don't worry, he won't be around long. God, he'll be, haters of God will be destroyed. All this mess will be destroyed. Despiteful, proud, proud. I got some stuff. I got some things. I'm proud. Woo! That's too much. Boasters, inventors of evil things. They're inventing evil things now. Disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, and that's gone now. Where's the natural affection? The natural affection was applied between a male and a female, and now natural affection is being destroyed in America. Implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. A lot of people are happy about this gay stuff. They have pleasure. A lot of old folks, well, I wouldn't do it, but they can do what they want to do. You nothing but the devil yourself. There are things God has commanded us not to do. And we're doing them. We're going to have to, this country must repent. Must repent. We've got to do that. And we've got to stand for the truth. Because we are in deep, deep trouble. And if we don't do right, the country itself will be destroyed. It will be taken over. And it's happening quicker to us. Repentance is necessary. Amen. Now, we've got to know what we've been told to do. If you're not a member of the church, the body of Christ, you must hear the gospel. Somebody said, well, what is the gospel? Any church you do know, the one in the Bible says you got to hear the gospel. The first of all the commandments is to hear Israel, the Lord, our Lord, is one God. Then you've got to believe that gospel. Hebrews 11:6, for without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently or carefully seek him. Then you must be willing to repent. Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. The Bible says, I tell you, nay, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Then last but not least, you must confess. That's not last, but confess. Matthew 10:32. Jesus said, whosoever confesseth me before men, him will I confess before my Father, which is in heaven. Then last but not least, we must be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission, for the cleansing of all of your past sins. You know, through faith, that process is done. It is done through faith. And we need to have that done in our lives if we don't want to go to hell. Now, you got to obey the gospel in order to prevent going to hell. The Bible teaches us that. Some people say, well, I can be sprinkled. No, you can't be sprinkled. You got to be submerged into water. That you may have all of your sins remitted of you. And that'll put you in. Folk don't believe in God. If you got your Bible, go to John chapter 1 and verse 1. John even declared in the New Testament, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What are you talking about? It sounds kind of confusing to a lot of people. The same, verse 2, was in the beginning with God. He's talking about Jesus is also the Word. Jesus has been here before, during the beginning. Jesus spoke this world as he was given the orders by his Father. He spoke it. He's the Word. Holy Spirit is the action part of the Godhead. Make things happen. And Jesus said, let there be light. In Genesis, the Bible says, and there was light. Let this happen, let that happen, and it did happen. Ooh-way. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is the action part of the Godhead. John declared it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of the men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but that was sent to bear witness of that light. That was that true light that lighteth all things that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and they received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even as them that believed his name. Born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, even the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We got to understand that Jesus came here for us to be saved today. We've got to start doing right, living right. He didn't come here for us to go to hell. What in hell do you want? Down there. What's in hell? Somebody please, let's call in. Press red button number one and tell us what in hell do you want? And then I want us to understand this too. I've been watching that homosexuality thing. I can't find that in the Bible. So look in your Bibles and books anywhere and prove that homosexuality is a good thing. It's all right. They can do what they want to do. That's a terrible disease. Let me tell you what something happens. It's happening now. Stuff like that, like being a homosexual, when these men start having and women now openly doing this kind of foolishness, notice how quick it is moving. It's moving like a jet through America. The people that have been, because they've been used to being popular. It's just like Nike tennis shoes. Nike tennis shoes, boy, you look around here, what do you see that check on everybody's tennis shoe. Spreading everywhere. Now you look around, you got to be careful of these sneaky gay men and sneaky gay women. This thing is getting ridiculous. And there needs to be a stop made to it. But we don't have to worry about it. God has a remedy. He has a remedy. And when he stops it, hey, you're going to be in deep trouble. Be in deep trouble. And we've got to do that. You can come out of homosexuality. There are methods you can do. Number one, come to the church that's written in the Bible. Come there. Now, don't come up in there with no foolishness. If you're a man, you come and you sit. You can sit close to the front or up to the front there, but act like a man. If you're a woman, if you think you're a woman and you're a man, sit in the back of the church. Don't come up in doing that. There are a lot of young kids who know better than that now. It's going to upset them, especially to see a man talking, acting, walking like a woman. Now they're putting on dresses and everything else like women. Dress like a woman, that you're a man. Oh, God, Jesus! We're doing some pitiful as a nation. And you know something? Our churches and stuff are beginning to accept it more. Preachers, listen. If you don't listen, someone tape it and take it to church for them. Preachers need to listen. All you're doing is defying God. That's all you're doing. You're not preaching because you're a minister. Preaching only because you're just trying to get that money, most of them. Get as many monies and honeys as they can get. It's all about the money. Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil. All you got to do, and people are becoming so weak now, all you got to do is get them in the church, but make sure you get them there and you make them feel good. Ouch! That good feeling, you know? Get you a good choir. Get you a good singles in there. Sound like the world. And listen, let me tell you, even if you're in the one true church, the Church of Christ, you can't be bringing all of that boogie-woogie singing up in the church. The Bible says, speaking to yourselves in psalms, Ephesians 5, in hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your hearts unto the Lord. Speaking, singing, making melody in your heart. Not boom, 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 and stumping and clapping to the, making a beat and everything else like that. No, and singing, a boom, 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 boom. And woo, and hollering and going on. Just speak those words provocative in a song. That's all you got to know. You see, all that other is unnecessary. That's to try to keep the people there, making them feel good. That's all you're trying to do. You get up there on Sunday morning, you might get something real good and slow. And get that. Yes. Oh, yeah! Oh, Jesus! Preach that word. Do you hear? Listen, church. Listen. Oh, you got to be saved. Get saved. kind of foolishness going on in churches today. Just having a good time. Coming to a nightclub. Coming to the nightclub. To the boogie-woogie club. When I was coming up in church, the people were kind of more serious. They would be singing so beautifully together. Their voices and the pitches and everything. They wasn't trying to be a band. They weren't trying to get everybody hyped up. Because, listen, the preacher is to preach the word. The believers are to come to hear the word. If you preach the word, listen, preacher. The Bible says it's like a two-edged sword. See, many preachers can't preach. Ooh, they committing so much fornication and wrong, it ain't nothing funny. Then you getting up there standing, looking at the women and the things that you've done in that church and everything. You cannot preach it because if you tell somebody else they got to stop fornicating, you cutting yourself. And that ain't going to happen. They don't let them cut themselves. They can't say it. Certain things can't say it. They got to smooth everything. Just don't say nothing. Just do some talking to the people. Make them feel good. Get that music to going. The number one thing, you know, when you got leadership or a preacher that wants to just preach for money, is you, the one thing you have. You have a good choir and a good band up in that church. Ouch! Boom, banging up in that church and having a time in there. And you call yourself a preacher. You're going to go to hell. What in hell do you want? What's down there that make you want to just be a devil and take others with you? And let me warn you something, brother. You need to stop taking everybody to hell with you. The Bible says for us, the leaders of this people that do cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. A lot of people go into hell because they believe in Reverend so-and-so, Reverend so-and-so. You know, Reverend, where do you get that word? That's crazy. Do you know what you're doing? It's a wonder God don't do nothing to plenty of these people calling themselves Reverend. That word is mentioned only once in the Bible, Psalms 111, verse 9. He has sent redemption unto his people. He has kept his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The antecedent of his is in verse 1, the Lord God. You run around and talk about you're a reverend. You need to sit your rump down somewhere. Because God's going to take care of it for you. He'll take care of it for you. The leaders of this people call them the air, and they're taking a lot of people to hell with them. A lot of people to hell with them. Everybody going to get them a group enough to make them feel good and put them in a building somewhere and got them coming there worshiping him and get that collection. The most important thing in there is the collection. Woo-wee! Pass that plate. That money rolling. Keep it coming in. Because we got the support. We got to do this. We got to do that. Keep that money coming in. That's pathetic. And make them feel good. And when you make people feel good, they'll get that money up. They start giving it up then. Because you making them feel good, giving it up. You know, we in America are going to have to watch ourselves a whole lot. We are falling as a nation. Every nation that embraced the foolishness that we are embracing, they fail. We're going to be the new Sodom and Gomorrah. We're following in the footsteps of Satan, whereas we're supposed to be following in the footsteps of Jesus. That's whose footsteps we ought to be following in. God destroyed this earth with water. Noah's Ark. 8 souls were saved by water. The lack figure were the baptism does not also save us. Souls on this earth were saved by water. So don't get upset about these little floods we're getting around here now. Ooh, they're nothing compared to what Noah's earth was just completely destroyed. Now this time, he's sending fire. Fire. So we need to get ourselves ready for that. That 5 day is coming. The judgment day is coming. When it comes, some will be running to the rocks and the dens of the mountains and fall on us. Hide us from the face of him that sitteth upon the throne. For the great day of the wrath of the Lamb is come, and who shall be able to stand? What in hell do you want? What is it? What? Please explain that to me. Please explain that to me. People do all kinds of sins that they want to do and feel good about them. You know, but what's so good about going to hell? Is there something you know that we haven't known? What we got to do to know it? Do we got to get like you to know it? You smoking crack, you know, stealing stuff out of folks' houses and everything, and, you know, killing folk and going on. What's the secret to it? What's the secret to it? What's down there that you hurrying up trying to get to? What in hell is it that you trying to rush to get down there to do? To get there. Get some more of that. What's that? You know, a lot of people want to go to heaven. But you, and the Bible says, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. If there's some good stuff down there in hell, let us know. Don't keep that a secret. Let us know so that we can kind of get on down there with you then, if it's so good. That's what you're dealing with. A lot of folks don't want to obey the gospel, don't want to live right in the church. What's wrong with you? You thinking church is entertainment now? Church is not entertainment now. Never has been. And I don't know why people would think that. They want to feel good at church? No. No. That's not what church is all about. Bible told us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's not unreasonable for you to go to church. It's not unreasonable to present your bodies unto God, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You're going to worship the Lord. Now folk want to throw in anything and come flop up in the house, flop up in there looking any kind of way. Just throw on something to worship the Lord. God means nothing to a lot of people. You know, I'm going to go to church. I'm going to go in there like this. I'm going to sit up there and just kind of do what I want to do, you know. They don't want you on your telephone or nothing like that. I have to put all my stuff on Facebook and don't let my phone be ringing. I'm still talking to whoever I want to. But, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to put him a little change in there. I'm going to put a little change in there, too. But he got to respect me. Respect me. Yeah, respect me. But you were commanded, idiot. You were commanded to present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable. It's not unreasonable for you to dress appropriately. One, put on some appropriate clothes for the church. You don't be coming up with them hot dresses on and stuff and all this kind of stuff. Tight pants on up in church. I remember when they wouldn't even let young girls women wear pants to church. Back in the day, you know, women didn't want to wear pants to church. They even thought that it was inappropriate to come up in the church with some pants on to worship God. They dressed themselves appropriately, covered properly. Dresses below the knees. Wasn't coming in there trying to have tight dresses and themselves through their, you know, wiggle their rump, you know, down the row and carry on. No. So we've got to learn how to worship God properly, come to church properly, sit up in the church properly, worship God, meeting Jesus. See, you come to church to meet the Lord. Jesus said, whatsoever two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So when you come to church, you're coming to meet the Lord. You, the time that you say you're going to come on Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesdays, or whatever day you come, that day is out there, you put on your bulletin board or whatever, put out there on your church, you put that time out there, Christ is already there. And you ought to be ashamed running that. Ooh, I'm running late. Well, I run late sometimes too, and I'd be ashamed of it too, because Christ is there. Hey, man, you need to work on this. We need to work on it well in the church. We got people that are in the church. Get right, church, and let's go home. What in hell do you want? Nothing down there. And those that are out there doing all that stuff, they may as well get ready to go to hell. I'm not going to take it right from me. If that's what you want to do, if that's what you got to do to go to hell, you got a right to go to hell. But whatever you're doing, don't try to take nobody else with you and destroy their lives. You old faggots, the big, tall, old, grown faggots, quit raping them little boys. And then you raping girls, too. But then there are a lot of women turning these lesbian women turning these little girls into lesbians. And the most popular age is when they're 5 or 5 and a half. Turning them out. You need to stop. I'm sure the Lord got something coming for this homosexuality. We just got to have people that speak out against this foolishness and tell it plainly. Dump it like it's hot. And that's what I'm trying to do tonight. Drop it just like it's hot. I learned that running a meeting in Temple, Texas, where I was running a meeting and I was dropping it so hot until Snoop Dogg's aunt came to the back door and told me, she said, Brother Parker, don't you ever stop dropping it like it's hot. You need to drop it on Snoop Dogg, my nephew, and straighten him out. That was a very good promotion from her. Put it out there where people can understand it. And, you know, we like to use nice big words for stuff that's really terrible. You can say, oh, he's bisexual, she's bisexual. Oh, and a lot of people have to learn what the word homosexual means. Oh, they're homosexuals and everything. We make it sound so good. You know, but you got to learn to understand, to be able to tell some kids, somebody that don't understand what they're really talking about, what it really is. It's wrong. Men with men is wrong. Women with women, sexual is wrong. The laws of God, and they are nothing but dirty people. And that's why I say, oh, what you talking? You call them dirty. You wrong for that. You won't shut your mouth up. Nobody wrong for that. They're not wrong for that. You all stand out there on the street and cuss each other all day long and call people all kinds of low down nasty names, and then shake hands and smile. But then you don't want nobody to call out what that filth is out there. You see somebody filthily acting with another person out there, two men kissing in the middle of the street. That's a dirty thing, nasty as they want to be. So we need to understand, we got to get right. That this is lesson 4. And next week I got lesson 5 from another direction. And we want you to tune in. The Bird Brown, is there anybody on? No?
Yes, sir. We got some people on there just listening, sir.
Well, if they got any questions, say, they can hear me. Just ask a question. You know, you don't have to give no name or nothing. Just tell me something.
Yeah, if you got a question, it's press number one, and I get to you. Anybody got a question or a comment?
Yeah, comment, yeah. Comment. Bring it on out. You'll help me bring it out.
Nah, they just listen.
Is it the Walk of the Fool Zone?
Yes,
is
sir. You
on?
Let me see. Nah, he was on, but he off now.
Oh, he's off? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, he's... I want everybody
that.
To get ready.
No, so I guess the 8:30 hit. I guess they know that's the end of the show.
Right, okay. Well, I want to know that get ready next week. Now, this is going to be really, really deep and out there for next week. What in hell do you want? Part 6. So please tune in next week. And tune in Thursday, this Thursday, for Bible questions and answers, please. We want to thank you. Anything, Brother Brown, you have to say?
No, sir. I know we're trying to get some more shows lined up, and you know everybody can spread the word and give a number out to your family
right.
and friends. We're really trying to put together something, you know, to spread the gospel. So.
Okay, right. We appreciate that. We appreciate those who are listening in. May God bless you, and we love you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll say, okay, good night now, okay?
Okay, good night.
Okay.